Time is ticking. Time is ticking. Did you dance out in the rain?
Well, hello, audio boom, wherever and whenever you are. It's Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting here. Hope you're all well. The last in my series of The Time is Ticking. The time is tooked. It is ticked and it's tocked, and I would love to. Except for the fact that I wouldn't get my money back from the watch if I did that. But yeah, the watch is going back, definitely. It is in its box. Well, it's in its ridiculous amount of packaging. Calling up the cable. Yeah. So,
do you want to go and do it as part of this?
Nah. Unless you want to do it while... Yeah, you can do it while I'm talking, I guess. Yeah. If you want, that's fine. It's lots of packaging. Anyway, look, that isn't even... I've come to the conclusion, and I am going to be negative. Where do I start?
No, I think to start...
I want to tell him about my test I just did with it.
We'll go to your test in a second. To start with, you did a boot on Sunday, and some people came back and said, we love our Apple Watches, they're great, they're fantastic.
Faces web.
Don't be quite too negative about it.
Yeah.
Because you're being negative and unduly negative. Derry actually has the right assessment. Derry Lawler has the right idea. He said, it's a nice... talking watch, and everything else is secondary to that. And I think that's the idea. If you have £350 to spend
to throw at it, and you don't need that money for anything else whatsoever, and you've literally got it burning a hole in your pocket,
then go for it. You know, and
you're not going to buy something like a sighted person might buy as an equivalent toy.
But on some level, I can see that, because if I had the money, I don't. But if I had the money, and I had, I would like a nice watch. So that's no different to, say, for example, a sighted person might buy a nice watch for £350. You could buy a lovely watch for
£350. I could buy a lovely watch for £350.
So from that perspective, yeah, go for it. If that's
go
what
for your
you
life.
Have money spent on. Yeah. But I don't actually think it has...
There is no any useful value to it. It tells the time, and it tells me I've got a waxing gibbous.
Well, that's all
on
to
the
do
moon
with the face,
thing. Yeah, the
or
face
you could
of the
change
moon.
It. Ooh, look, I can change. I'm in a bucket.
Do that again. Oh, you can change your face and everything on the
squirrel.
Yeah, I don't mind. I will now hold my hands up and say, yeah, call me negative. It's fine. I just tested it in. I did
in
it
anger.
A couple.
You've
in,
tested
I
it in
tested
anger,
it on the out in the wild, as a friend
as
of ours likes to say.
Process.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him for a while, but yeah, he would tell you what
I've
he
seen
thought.
Him on Twitter.
Oh, cool. It's Alex. Yeah. If he's listening, hello, Alex.
Me.
Yeah, I'm going to put this on my own blog as well. I just tested it. It was a straight route, so I thought, okay, let's do a straight route. So I got on the bus. I'm going, find Barclays ATM. The nearest, whatever, what was it? The nearest I can find to you is next to Nando's on Gloucester Road. It's quite an expensive restaurant. I was like, what? So I said, find Barclays Bank. Same thing. Find my nearest Barclays Bank. I don't understand what you're saying. Find my nearest Barclays Bank branch. I don't know what you're saying. Find my nearest Barclays Bank branch.
It
didn't get anywhere with that. And then I ended up opening the maps on the phone because I wanted the sat-nav thing to work. And it's just a straight route off the bus. You don't cross the road or anything. And it didn't even engage. It found it when I used the phone. But that's a problem with Apple Maps. I know you were going to say that. Oh, well, it's a problem with Apple Maps, and it's this and this. Well, look, you're putting a watch in the middle of this, and the watch is trying to communicate with the phone. And even when they give the watch more autonomy, they're not, I would imagine, going to give it things like location-based autonomy and things like that. So there's no redeeming feature for the watch for me.
At all.
If I really want a watch moving forward, I will go and buy a Braille watch, which I probably won't. I may, you know, I might think twice with a smartwatch, but probably not. There's a new smartwatch coming out. I don't know what the price tag of that's going to be. Still kind of prototype. I definitely wouldn't buy, I don't think, the Bradley timepiece from what I understand. So for me, to have a watch is one thing. To try and then get a watch to be an integrated part between you and your phone is another. Now, if in the future they come and wow me with something else, that the watch can do, then fine. I think, if anything, technology will move into nano, and it will move, or micro, and it will be that your whole phone would be, I don't know, in your fingernail or something. No, but you know what I mean. Then, but like, oh, the other thing was, I tried to call you, did not.
Oh, you tried to call me and
couldn't hear you.
Basically can't, no.
No, again.
So you can talk to me, but it's very cutty out, very intermittent.
And someone is going to say, well, you use Bluetooth headphones. Well, I'm not abundantly clear. And if I'm going to do that, then I've got a nice pair of wired headphones. Thank you very much.
So I think it's great if people like it to be able to listen to tweets and emails and...
And some people text. Think, I forgot to mention them the time before last, but Brian and Lou Hartchen said they love their watches. But again, with respect for them, it's probably a couple of things. I don't know about Brian so much, but Lou did come and say, well, it was to do with her having things in and on her ears and head gives her pain. That's going to be specific to her, I guess. But that's absolutely fine. I do get that. It's not tricky enough. It's not evolved enough. In my opinion, they shouldn't have even released it yet. Smartwatches have been around for a little while. Apple have come quite late into the market.
And smartwatches have been around for what? And aren't popular, actually.
What's that?
Smartwatches
generally.
Hasn't really been successful.
No, anyway.
I think people assumed that Apple had something.
We're going to, yes. Oh, that's exactly what I assumed, yeah. Okay, assumed is the word. So we're packing this back up now. I don't think there's anything more I can say, really, to be honest, is there?
You
got anything to add to that?
But I will mourn the loss of this beautiful plug. The Apple Watch comes. There's a new Apple plug, charger plug,
and it's awesome.
It's very cool. It's not anything groundbreaking. It's just that the pins flip back into it. So if you want to carry it in a handbag or whatever,
it's awesome.
It's great.
Yeah.
And now I have to return it,
because presumably they're going to get rid of all their static plugs before they start selling.
They will
those.
Presumably, because I bought two.
Other plugs,
because somebody who shall remain nameless took my Apple plug on holiday.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't you. It was Nathan, but I had to quickly sharpish go out and buy a new one because my plug was no more.
So time is took.
Time is took.
Ticked.
Ticked.
Ticked. Yeah, and it's going back. I tried lots of apps, by the way. I tried Boss Jock Jr. as well. It's okay. It's good as a remote. But it's very hard to flick to, because you can only put one card up at a time, so it's very hard to flick forward with voiceover and back. And it doesn't.
I'd rather put it towards a new Tyros.
Absolutely. Well, that's another boo for another time.
Yeah.
We'll speak to you all soon.
Bye
bye. Bye bye. Bye bye, watch.
Bye bye, watch.
Bye. Nice knowing you. And sort your waxing gibbous out, for goodness sake.
I never did manage to achieve the target.
It's like outtakes, this is. Yeah, we waved our arms about a bit to get it to do its thing.
Exercise. No, I did some hula hooping.
Oh, you did.
You
did do some hula hooping.
Speak for yourself about waving your arms about.
Awesome. Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye again, watch. Or is time pushing us? The grind, to the train, to the bus, to the plane. Be on time to the end.